On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show.
All right, this is the email that came in a couple of days ago. And it, I think a couple of you guys are going to be in this same situation where you're dating like two different dudes or two different women on Valentine's Day and you're not exactly sure how to handle it. So if you've gotten through this process before, unscathed, then give us a call and give us some advice here. Email reads like this. I used to think that this was exactly the type of problem that I would want to have, but now I have no idea how to handle it. I'm a completely single 26-year-old female in Atlanta, and I'm enjoying the dating scene. I've been dating two guys and really enjoying each one of them for completely different reasons. They're polar opposites, and I think that this is why I'm still interested in both guys. I've led neither one of them to believe that I am only dating them, and it has never really come up, but I really think that each guy believes that they are the only one. Surprisingly, I've had a fairly easy time dating both without any scheduling issues, but as you know, Valentine's Day falls on Saturday this year, and both have discussed doing something.
Uh-oh.
One has already asked me to dinner, and the other one assumes that we will be going out. I told guy number one that I would go out to dinner, but I have started to like guy number two a little bit more since then. I've not lied to either guy thus far, and certainly do not want to start now. I'm not really ready to break it off with either one, but I don't really see a way around it since I will have to tell one that I have other plans on Valentine's Day. I thought it might be nice to get some strangers and get some guys' advice also. So how do you handle it?
Now, she's already committed to dinner with one. Because the first thought I had is you can somehow see them both on the... Because Valentine's Day is 24 hours long, you know? And you don't think so?
That's tough.
Well, you'd have to make... I think you'd have to make...
I mean, not at the same time.
A clear decision on who you want to get... Who you'd be more comfortable with getting intimate on that day. Because that's the second date.
Well, she's already... I mean, if she's committed to one for dinner, which is what I think her email said...
Guy number one is getting dinner, but guy number two, she likes more.
Because you can't
really
call...
She can't back out of dinner.
And dinner should... Dinner should continue on late.
Yeah.
You can't just end it.
So her issue really is, I've committed to dinner with one guy, but I want to be with the other one until...
But she doesn't want to break it off with either one.
Right, okay, so...
And unless she
it's
goes
not just
to
about
dinner.
Doing two dates, is she wants to end the night with one.
But I think the point is, on Valentine's Day, the dinner commitment is a night commitment.
Right.
I would agree.
You don't... Like, on a regular Saturday night, I think you can do a 7:30 dinner, and then at like 10 o'clock say, hey, you know what? I gotta go. Tired. Early tomorrow. Whatever. Bail. And then by 10:45, be at a different bar with a different dude.
I also think we're missing one key detail here. If she has already gotten intimate with the guy that she's having dinner with, then it gets weird to break off. Then the date should continue through the night. But if she hasn't, she can cut that to just dinner and then call the guy that she really digs to come over for Valentine's Day booty call.
To me, the only thing that she, she's made her commitment for Saturday night.
Yeah, it's already done.
The whole night?
She can't
go
after dinner and do something else because then booty call guy knows he's just a booty call because he wants to do dinner with her too.
Guess what? Yeah. He don't care.
He wants a booty.
Well, not all guys are that superficial.
Yes, they are.
What about one guy on Friday night? What about celebrating it on Friday night with the other dude?
There's a good...
Say you have to work on Saturday.
No.
Well, she said she's never lied. That's the thing, because I was like, she could do a picnic with the other dude on during the day and then have dinner with the other at night and, you know, and have an excuse why she can't do it Saturday night, but...
And Jeff and I have tried to explain this to women before also that honesty in this case is great. If we know that a woman is dating me and dating somebody else, it makes you the hotter commodity.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to lie to sort of help our feelings out. We don't tell us. Just be honest with us. the chase is what we need.
Well, then she should just tell the other guy Friday night, I've already got plans Saturday night. And leave it at that, then, based on that theory.
And then, you know what? It actually would work to her advantage. Hey, let's not even take calls from listeners. We got it all.
We got this one, everybody.
Yeah, we got it. You know, go home, people. But it would work to her advantage if she actually blows off the one she likes more on Valentine's night, if she does it properly. Like, I think telling them Valentine's morning or Friday night, bad. But if she's like, I'm sorry, I've already got something going on Saturday night, then he's going to be like, wait a minute. And if he's into her, he's going to work so much harder because you just made him second fiddle.
For Friday night.
Valentine's night, yeah.
For Friday night. Should be honest, yeah.
Booyah.
Hey, Tom, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi. Hey,
go ahead. Beat that advice, Tom.
Yeah, I had the same thing happen in the Valentine's. The night before, I spent the night with one girl, woke up and made breakfast for her that morning and went out and had lunch that day and then went out that night with another girl. Ended up getting married to the girl that I went out the first night with.
Oh, okay. Really?
It's actually a good trick because if you go out Friday night, you could say, but then we get to wake up Valentine's morning together.
Ah. It's good.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're still going to take calls? Okay, good luck.
Hey, Lori, you're on Q100. Hi.
Hi, Bert. Hey, Jen, Melissa, and Jeff.
Hi. And hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Hey. I love you, too.
What's up, Lori?
Well, actually, I've done this several times across state lines. On Friday night, she spends the night with the guy who she most wants to be intimate with. Get the job done, have breakfast, maybe even, you know, go spend some time together during the afternoon. Then she can get herself together for dinner with the other gentleman Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And if she chooses to be intimate with him, there's still the 24-hour break period. And if I can accomplish this across state lines, I'm sure she can accomplish it in one day.
She's a professional.
Yes.
Hey, Jay, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. First, I want to tell you guys, I love the Q100 girls. Secondly, what I do is the girl I want to spend the night with more, I tell the other one that I spend Valentine's Day with my mom. And they love that.
They're
romantic.
So he's actually building points by lying.
That's great.
Dude, that's such a dude way to handle it, though.
But you know what? But I love his honesty because now everybody listening knows that that is crap if you're hearing that from your guy.
Right.
But the difference is you're playing the role of a guy. She said she's never lied to either of the dudes, so she can't say that.
And we're saying she doesn't have to.
And just so you know, if you're dating a girl who chooses to spend Valentine's Day with her mom, get out of the relationship. She is crazy.
Well, aww. I mean, you could say the same thing for a guy.
Nah. A guy, it's sweet. And endearing.
Kind of chivalrous.
My mom is older and she's alone, so I'm going to spend Valentine's Day with her.
Yeah, that's freaking good.
But then if a girl...
Don't believe it, girls!
Because you're building points in your lie.
It's
awful, but brilliant. Good morning, Julie. You're on Q100.
Hey, love you guys.
Thank you.
She doesn't have to lie. She's single. She's 26. Give her some tickets to Bitterball. Have her tell both guys, my girlfriend's really lonely. She needs to find a guy. I'm going to be her wing girl for the night and go to Bitterball with her. And then she goes out with one guy on Friday night and the other guy on Sunday night.
Still don't need to lie, though.
No, and I think she wants to.
Zero reason to lie.
There's no reason why she can't, get the full benefits of Valentine's Day because she's got two guys that want to spend it with her. I think that it's like you said, if honesty's not going to hurt her, then why not be honest? She's already made her commitment Saturday night. And then, you know, Friday the 13th.
I think that we think men are going to respond in the same way that women would respond to that.
The problem with a woman is that you're thinking like a woman.
Right.
And you got to think like a guy here.
It'll be better if you tell him the truth.
Because she's been so honest up to this point right now, there's no reason to be dishonest. Tell him that you've already got something lined up for Valentine's night. And like Jeff said, he'll make Friday night way better.
Right.
Way better.
And it is physically impossible for a woman to dumb it down to a guy's level. You guys are incapable.
We're too smart.
You hit a certain level on the... You know that scale they show you in the old school books of how man developed? You know, and there's the dude dragging his knuckle on the ground.
Are you still dragging your knuckles?
The evolution chart?
Like, women won't go past that. Like, it hits a wall. You got to turn one page back and see the part where we're just floating in the pond like a little algae turd. Then you're thinking like a guy.
You need a good guy friend to dumb it down for you. And you can even call him up and go, look, I need you to dumb this down for me. Help me out with
this. Handle it.
Yeah.
So basically, our advice to her is tell him the truth and go out with the other dude on Friday night.
If you're being honest with a guy, if you're dating two dudes, if you are honest with both of them, they are going to compete, even though they don't know each other.
Indeed.
They will compete with each other for you.
Or if she's in the place where she just wants to pick one, all she has to ask herself is, who do I want to wear the prettiest lingerie for? And then she has her answer.
Is that it right there?
That's it.
All right, pretty simple. Slam dunk right there.
She's going to get some awesome Valentine's Day presents.
She will, especially from Friday Night Guy.
Two nights of Valentine's Day? Yeah, that's fantastic.
I hate her.
The Bird Show.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.